Big shout out to BetterHelp. BetterHelp supports your mental health goals every step of the way. Mm. Listeners get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/broadcast. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/broadcast for 10% off your first month.
And that's help, HELP. That's not Helen. It's not better heap or better health. Okay. It's help. Get it right.
It's a broad, broad, broadcast. It's a broad, broad, broadcast. It's a broadcast Thanksgiving. So sit your ass down. Turn up the damn sound. Tell your second family to gather round. With them a VP and Ricky T. It's a special, just not made for TV. The Pilgrims were assholes, and so are you. Which is why you love the broadcast as much as you do. It's a broad, broad, broadcast. It's a broad, broad, broadcast. It's a broadcast Thanksgiving. It's a broad, broad, broadcast. It's a broad, broad, broadcast. It's a broad, broad, broadcast. It's a broadcast Thanksgiving.
Oh my God, that is music to my ears, buddy. That
I love hearing that stuff, Erica. Once a year.
Oh my God, we only get it once a year, and boy, does it hit that metaphorical spot, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
Welcome back to the Broadcast Podcast and to the 10th annual Thanksgiving Palooza episode, no less. I'm your host, the face, and more importantly, the most recognizable person on this podcast, Ricky Hollywood. Fair. No fame, no game. Am I right, little buddy?
I guess. I haven't heard that one before, but sure.
And the little meek voice you just heard is my co-host. She's the most anxious person to ever walk our earth. Former owner of Pet Turtles. It's yep. Emma VP.
What's up, partner? I'm glad to be here as per usual. I have had multiple Pet Turtles, so that is accurate. And I can't argue with you being the most recognizable face on the program. That's why you're the face and I'm the body. People see the face first. Then they look down, right?
They do. I mean, it depends on which way you're walking. You know what I mean?
Sure. Okay. I haven't heard that one before either.
You know what I mean? I hate to see you go, but I love to watch you leave, little pile.
Oh, okay. Yes. You know what I mean? Now I understand exactly what you're getting at.
And so we're talking here. Let's lift up the skirt a little bit. We'll probably get into it a little bit more, but I had two pretty huge meetings this morning.
Yes.
And sent you maybe like 6 paragraphs text, was feeling really good.
Yeah.
And you were like fire flames was like your legit text. Was there some, like, is there some deep-seated animosity, like, coming out a little bit when I had, like, a big morning like this? Because, like, you could have been like, hey, like, this is how I feel about this. This is really good. This is great. You were just like, oh, fire flames, or that's good, with an exclamation point.
I just don't know what else you want me to say. No, there's no animosity. There's no jealousy. You know, I'm your number one fan, which is hard to do because you got a lot of fans. I want nothing but the best.
I thought you would have been like, holy shit, I'm going to run through a brick wall right now. Like, this is so exciting. And you were just like, literal fire flames. You didn't even put the emoji. You just typed it out.
Yeah, but that's in character. Do you want me to be someone I'm not? Like, I'm super happy for you. I'm not someone who does run through brick walls. Like, you know me, Erica. I don't get, like, that animated about things. But me saying that's good, asking you questions, just for the listeners, again, to lift up the skirt. Yep. I did ask lots of questions. This was an extended conversation. It wasn't just just fire flames and you know, 5 paragraphs from Erica. No, I'm super proud of you. And it's insulting that you would think that I'm jealous.
Okay, on the flip side
of
this conversation that we just had 10 seconds ago,
are
you just sort of managing expectations? Because with us, a lot of the times when it's good, it's not going to happen. You know what I mean?
Big things on the horizon, we never reach that horizon. It never comes. It stops. So there's a lot of big things and then not realized. Sure.
So did you feel that way when you read my 6 paragraph text today?
No. I mean, I think you would think that one of the meetings was like maybe on the horizon and not going to be reached, you know. But one of them seemed like it was in reach. And in fact, Eric, I texted you, what are the next steps? And then there were next steps, and you'll love to see that. I love next steps because, listen, we've been burned a lot of times, you guys. We go on a lot of generals, if you're not familiar with Hollywood. You know, you just kind of meet with people. They ask you you know, like what you want to do with your career, like 5 year plans.
And
then
you're
plans.
Like, oh, like where are you from? Oh,
yeah,
cool. Like
this, that, and the other. It's and nothing comes of it. Okay, nothing ever. Good ever happens. But Erica had one meeting that did seem positive, so I was happy about that.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Well, I'm glad we took care of that on air, buddy. I just wanted to make sure that it's all out in the open with us. You know us broad, especially on a Thanksgiving day. We're not gonna lie to you. And you guys, you know, I don't throw out the Ricky Hollywood guarantee, you know, around too often.
No.
But I Ricky Hollywood guarantee that the broadcast Thanksgiving Palooza 2021 episode is going to be our best one yet. And I will fight anyone who says otherwise.
Yes. Love this energy from you, Erica. Keep it going, sister.
Thank you. Yeah, we are so thankful to you, listener broads, for making us the number one podcast in Dallas, Texas. Woo! And number one in your hearts. We're also thankful to All Things Comedy for their support.
Shout out.
And all the guests that have joined us on the show this year. There weren't many of you, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's very much so on purpose. And I think, Erica, that's why maybe it was our best year yet. Maybe we'll take
definitely
a poll from the listeners to see, is this the best year yet? Yeah. For all the 10 years, was this the best collection of episodes? I would say yes. I think every year it gets better and every episode it gets better. But yeah, we did. I can count the amount of guests on two hands, maybe.
Easily.
One hand? I don't know.
Easily. On today's show, we're going to do a little quickie broadcast.
Yep.
Talk about our weekends, our relationships, our customer services, customer service grievances, and then we're going to hear from all the people who are grateful for us.
Yes.
Because we are the ones who deserve all the praise.
Absolutely.
But before we can delve into that magic that is the broadcast Thanksgiving Palooza 2021,
shout out.
Have to shout out the people we do literally anything for, and I mean anything. The
you
individuals
mean it.
We love about above all else, the folks who actually bring the show to life each and every week, our sponsors.
Shout out to our sponsors, pays the bills, keeps us going. Gotta get that cash
money, bitch.
Yeah.
Today's episode of the broadcast podcast is brought to you by Salads.
Salads. Do you find yourself slowly strolling past your stepdad's garden on a hot winter day, mouth watering, tummy grumbling, and think to yourself, I ought to shove some of those leaves into my mouth?
Perhaps you're a deviant little weirdo who simply can't resist munching on fresh blades of grass or licking houseplants and wish more than anything in this hellhole of a world that you could find a socially acceptable way to perform this act in public?
Fear not, because Salads are here to quench your insatiable thirst for crispy veggies doused in a creamy white sauce that may or may not have expired in July of 2013.
Salads are green, leafy appetizers comprised of assorted leaves, stray carrots, and random crunchy bread bites, and are coated with a fancy sauce called dressing that makes the meal edible.
Rich in vitamins, dirt, and minerals, salads are a go-to healthy choice for those looking to replace their nightly Cinnabon with something less fattening, yet far more disgusting.
Broadcast podcast listeners can score a fresh salad today by heading to Gimme That Salad Right Fucking Now. I'm not joking, Jason. This is so annoying. You know what? Just fuck off. .com/salad broads for a 10% off coupon to Panera Bread, which also serves salads.
Salads, they're nobody's first choice.
That's
shout
so
out
true.
Two salads, Erica. I love that Salad Broads promo code. I wish more of our sponsors would be more specific. You know, it's broads or it's broadcast. I want Salad Broads. I want Better Help Broads. I want Manscaped Broads. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay.
That was a longer call to action, I feel like, but it was good.
Yeah.
It
okay.
was good.
Well, whatever. A lot of people enjoy salads, whether or not, you know, they want to or not.
Right. Sometimes you just have to make that choice, right?
Yep.
All right, little fellow. We've taken care of business, which means there's only one thing left to do. You know what that is?
Time to go down.
That's right, baby girl. Let's hit to the broad gap.
Oh. Yuck.
It's the broad gap. It's the broad gap.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Favorite part of the show. This is where we fill you in about our lives, and we have a lot to fill you in. Just kidding. So not really much going on. You guys went to Palm Springs, which looked fun. We had baby dog Evie yes. for the weekend, which was great. She was a very good influence on Thor.
Good.
Hopefully it wasn't reversed no. with her. I sent you many, many, many photos, including mm-hmm. one that you can talk about if you want to tell. I sent you it probably late at night when we were out on a walk, and it was an alert.
Yes. Was it a monster dump alert or something? That was very funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was good. Jetty sent some like modeling photos
yep, of Evie on portrait mode.
Portrait mode that she probably should have been studying, but instead right. like the light was just hitting Everton just so perfectly that she captured her beauty in portrait mode. That was lovely. Yeah, I mean, I appreciate all those photos. I know that I did not reciprocate that when I watched your dog earlier in the year. So maybe I need to, you know, adjust the way I conduct myself when I watch
right.
a dog.
Right. I'm hoping it's sort of like with Evie giving Thor good behavior. I'm trying to positive mm-hmm. reinforcement train you as well, because there will be times where you'll have Thor and you mm-hmm. might even take him on a hike and not tell me about it. You know, I would love to see a photo of you and Thor hiking. Like, it would make me yeah. happy.
Yeah. I sent one to you after the fact. I did take a photo, but
no, point taken. I had to ask for it.
Sure, but you got it. You but got the
I didn't. I didn't know. Like, you told me you went hiking, and then I was like, "What the f?" And yeah. You're like, "Oh, here's a pic." But that's fine, buddy. You want to know something that I'm not thankful for?
More than anything, tell me.
The company Overstock.
Oh, they suck.
And I'm. You know what? If they wanted to sponsor this program, I'm putting yeah. my foot down, saying no.
Well, come on.
Well, maybe if they remedy this situation. This is ridiculous.
Money talks, Erica. And if you're at Overstock, you work in sales in the ad in the podcast department, and you're thinking, hey, these two podcast girls are kind of funny. I want to give them some money, talk about my shitty products and my site. Then we will go ahead and take it. Erica, continue.
Right. So I have this table saga, and it is an insane back and forth, and I'm so mad. So Emma, I have this table in my living room, and the duplex is a little small, so we don't necessarily have like a dining area. So I have this lift top table, so you can lift the top up and it adds it, you know, it acts as a table. So Jetty and I will sit on the couch, lift the table up, we'll eat, mm-hmm. watch, you know, TV, have a glass of wine, have yes. dinner there. That's our dinner spot.
Coffee right? table that, like, gets a little taller, yes? That's yes. what we're talking? It's, okay.
Yeah, like, the top lifts up into a table, essentially.
Copy that.
So, we get it. We put it together. It's awesome when we first get it. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. It doesn't super, like, it isn't sturdy, or it isn't, like screwed in the right way. So I email Overstock. I'm like, yo, paid $300 for this table. Can I have like a replacement? Because this is bonk. Yeah. And they were like, cool. So they sent me a replacement, and I put the old one in the new box that they sent me, and then UPS picked it up and I didn't have to worry about it. So mm-hmm. let's fast forward maybe a month, maybe 2 months or whatever. The thing at the top, it isn't lifted. So in order for Jetty and I to lift up the top of the lift top table, we have to, like, two of us at once, like, you have to lift it up. It's not functional, right? So I've been emailing back and forth with Overstock, and I'm like, yo, give me a new one. What the F? Like, I paid $300 for this, which I know it's not crazy money for a coffee table, but I'm like, I just want it to work. Like, just send it to me. So then they keep telling me that I need to send back the original first, and I'm like, first of all, I didn't do that the first time, and this is the second time I'm getting a replacement. Like, can't you just send me another one? Like, what the hell? So I'm already pissed. Second of all, what kind of box do you want me to put that in? I like asked them, I'm like, can you just send me a box then? They're like, no, we don't have a box. And I was like, okay, so you want me to go out to buy a box? Emma, I looked on Amazon. It's like $75. That's like a third of the table to go buy a box. Like, I'm not doing that. So I've been emailing back and forth with them. And the kicker is, they said, we can give you a replacement when you send a new one. And I'm like, okay, that's not going to happen. Then they just tell me that I can donate it in Overstock's name. So say, like, from Overstock, here's a table to a donation, and then they will refund me. Or if I just want to keep the broken table, they'll give me $40.
Yeah, none of that checks out. They definitely have a box.
Right.
Erica, and like, I want to just back up. Their name is called Overstock.
Right.
That means they're overflowing with stock.
With stock.
With the stuff that you need. Any item that you want from them, they mm-hmm. have bountiful amounts of it. You know that yep. table you're talking about? They
out
got
of
a
stock.
Warehouse full of it. Or they're lying because right. they're called overstocked. They're like, hey, we have so much of this. We got to get it off our hands. They should be handing out free tables to kids on the street. Right. For freaking trick-or-treating. Get ahead of the table. If you got overstocked. And Erica, no offense, I don't think boxes cost $75, though.
This that's large, like bullshit. A refrigerator-sized box. It's a very big coffee
I'll
table.
I'll look it up after this. If you guys are listening and are like, hey, I'm in the box industry, that sounds about right, then I will gladly shut my mouth right now. But $75 for a cardboard box, get the fuck out of town.
Yeah, anyways. Seems a little ridiculous. But either way, so here's my dilemma. My dilemma, Emma.
Yeah.
Do I... And I emailed them back and I go, okay, what do you mean donate it in your name? Like, do you have a list of places that I have to donate it? Like,
in their name is really funny, that's too, by the way.
That's
they want
so
the credit
to,
for you giving this free item to Goodwill, which is a nice thing to do, of course.
Right.
Donating anything, but then to donate it in their name so this corporation can feel like philanthropists. Right. That's absolutely insane.
And they said send a receipt, so they're going to use it for tax purposes, right? Yeah. So they're going to use it. So here's my question. I am going to donate, wink, wink, the table to you and Brett. And we can make some sort of receipt, right? Do you think this is bad? Like, I'm not saying I'm going to go donate a bunch of money to charity and then keep the money. But this is to the point where I don't have another coffee table and I have to get refunded to buy a new one. Or I could just buy a new one. Is this like... Is this a gray area where if you and I fake a transaction of a donation, like, is this falling in the category? It's like, okay, you're not a shitty person.
There's a lot of problems here. I mean, again, the fact that they want you to donate it in general, this is, again, major corporation. They have a lot. They should send you one.
Right.
And the fact that they want a receipt is absurd. Like, if they're just good customer service, they should just want, at least pretend to want, something good to happen to this broken table for someone to maybe be able to make use
of it. But it's not usable. Like, I guess if you don't lift it, if you just use it as a coffee table.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, it might get some use. But either way, it doesn't matter. It's not your problem. You should get a new one. This is obviously a faulty item. And I don't know. Would they accept just a makeshift receipt that you and I make on Photoshop?
Well, that's what I asked. Microsoft they just Paint? Said donate it in our name. So I was like, can I donate it to my live-in, platonic roommate?
Can I donate it to my dumpster?
Right. Like, what is this? And Emma, like, you touched on it earlier briefly about the name Overstock.
Yeah,
the
briefly.
Table, they cannot send me a replacement because it's out of stock.
Yeah. I mean, and that, Erica, makes absolutely no sense. I would love to draft an email to this person and just destroy them. Just drag them for all of this. I hate everything about this. I don't know what to do. If they're really not, I think try that first. I think we got to go back.
Okay.
To the table, pun intended.
Got it.
And renegotiate. Like, I'm going to get angry and I'm going to call into question the name of the business. Okay. And I'm going to ask to speak to the owner. I'm going to Karen it up, but in the most intellectual
professional and articulate way. Yes.
Exactly. I'm known for that. So we're going to try that. After that, I think maybe you are just going to have to bring it to a Goodwill. And they can just give you a receipt. Because, I mean, like, at least you know what's going to the... It's so stupid that they're even making you do it. You should be able to do this because you want to, not because Overstock.com told you. And then don't donate it in their name, though. That's some nonsense. Donate it in your name.
Right.
And then...
Erica and Overstock.
Yeah. Courtesy of Overstock.
Just bullshit. So you will help me draft another email because I've been emailing them back and forth forever. I'm just going to add you in and be like adding my lawyer.
CCing my lawyer, yes, and the MVP. There's nothing I'd rather do with my time now.
Good. Yeah, other than that, nothing really going on. Kind of in battle, sort of like you were with Uber on New Year's
famously
a few years ago. Yeah, I'm sort of like, I'm going to take down Overstock Corp.
Oh, you should do it on Twitter like I did.
You think?
I mean, so after this letter.
But I think.
And before Goodwill.
Right.
Twitter. Take them. But I drag them like publicly.
You had like a very strong case. Mine just makes me look like a little bitch who won't get her table. You know what I mean?
No, but yes, it is a different situation. But they should send you a table. I don't know, man. You should donate the table because you want to. And they should send you another table. Just to shout out a company I do like, Chewy. The dog and cat company, pet food and such, great company. I once bought Evie this like special prescription food like a year ago. We were trying to figure out some tummy issues. Sorry if that's TMI. But then We moved on to a different food called Fresh Pet. Shout out to them. Love these companies. Again, if you guys want to sponsor us, go ahead and reach
out to these other companies we love.
Well, we'll circle back on Overstock again, Erica, if the other price is right. reach out to our broad over at All Things Comedy. I think we could really sort something out. But Definitely. Yeah, so Chewy, Erica, I reached out to them and I said, is there any way I can like return this? It hadn't been opened or anything because I moved, like we ordered it. I don't know why the timing was off, but maybe it was not, we had it on auto ship or something.
Gotcha.
And so I said, can I send it back? And they were like, don't even worry about it. Just donate it to your local shelter. And they refunded me immediately to my credit card. And I did. And that was nice. Like I did drive to the Santa Monica animal shelter and dropped it off. And I was like, this is great. Like, this is what I do want to do with this food. And I got my money back. Like that's what, like this Overstock stuff is nonsense.
Chewy is amazing too. When Bentley passed away, we called and just had to cancel his auto ship of all of his medications that he was on.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh my God, so sorry. Of course, we'll cancel it. And they had already shipped a bunch of medications and they're like, just donate it again or whatever. Yeah. But then we got home the next day and they had a bouquet of flowers delivered to our house saying, we're so sorry for your loss. Like, that's nice. Bentley will be missed. We were like, what company does this? This is amazing.
That's
so good. Shout out to Chewy.
Shout out to Chewy. We'd love to have you on board on the broadcast. We'd
love to have you on board. But yeah, other than that, hosting Friendsgiving on Thanksgiving. We're doing our annual Thanksgiving party, as you will. And so I'm getting the house prepped, cleaning. I rebuilt the grill that I got. So I got another one. I got another smoker. Got that all set up. Got a nice tri-tip. I'm going to try smoking it. But I got a big enough turkey that if the tri-tip smoker doesn't work on Thanksgiving, like we still will have enough meat. But like I'm going to try something as well.
You're going to tri-tip it.
I'm going to tri-tip it. You know what I mean?
Right on. That's exciting. I can't wait for you to see you in your natural habitat in front of a grill.
Thank you, buddy. So what's going on with you?
Not too much, partner. You know, we went to dinner for Brett's birthday last week, which was a lot of fun. You, me, Jetty, Brett, and our friends Eddie and Jada. We ordered, Erica, 4 bottles of wine.
Whoa. At dinner?
At dinner. You were there. I don't know why you always do this. You were there. do you think that's a lot? Or is that
for 6 of us? No.
Okay. Well, hey, if you're listening and you want to weigh in, you say, hey, that's a little too much for 6 people, go ahead. Or that's not enough.
I feel like that was more on, it was more on the excessive side. I think 3 bottles would have been perfect. I think we probably didn't need the 4th one. But I didn't feel overly intoxicated after that either.
It was fun.
But see, we're getting to the point now, which this is bad. And I asked Jet this, actually, last night, because we just re-upped. We're talking about companies a lot, you guys.
Yeah, but yeah.
Bright Cellars, shout out to Bright Cellars. They send us like 6 bottles of wine every 3 months or whatever. We have a subscription to that.
Okay.
Just to try new wines and sort of get our palate more refined, you know, that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
So Jet and I, lately, when we open a bottle of wine, we're not going to like put a cap on it or like put the cork back in it. So if Jet and I, but I was like, I asked her literally last night, we were watching Succession and I was like, hey, do you think it's kind of bad that you and I will just split a bottle of wine and like not be drunk? Like my tolerance is, I'm like, I feel of course like, you know, great and relaxed and it helps take away a lot of the pressures of my job and whatever. But I'm like, I'm fine. And then Jet goes, why is that bad? It's only like 2 glasses each. And I was like, so if you have 6 of us, 4 bottles, that's like 3.5 glasses each. And we had a huge meal. We got like $400 worth of meats and cheeses before we even got our dishes. Like we were there for a few hours. So I think 6 bottles would have been maybe too much. Like a bottle 6 a
would have been, a bottle a person would have been a bit excessive.
You think? But yeah, I do too.
I think so. Yeah, I think that's where I draw the line. But yeah, 4, I guess it's all right. I'm glad we talked it through. That's why we do the show, Erica, is to kind of see each other's side on these things and maybe meet in the middle. And I think we just did.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we went, so right after that, we went to Palm Springs, which is a lot of fun. The following day. I like those little drivable trips. You know, living in L.A., Erica, a lot of cool places you can go. They're only a few hours away. So that was fun. We mostly hung out by the pool at this nice hotel.
Yeah, you had like a bungalow. It said like the Samaki Suite on it. Like,
was
this a gift card? How did you guys pull this off? Because you're not working.
Right. To be honest with you, Erica, this was a Christmas gift from my mom from last year. Okay. So this time your skepticism is proven correct.
Right. Because I was like, there's no way.
Yeah. There was certainly no way. Right. This was a very nice resort. So shout out to my mom. I don't know if she listens anymore or if she listens lately. Maybe she does. I don't know. If she's listening, mom, thanks for the gift.
How does your mom not listen to this?
She might, Erica, and I think we'll find out when she hears this conversation.
You don't text her the episodes?
No. You text your mom the episodes
every time, every week.
10 years later?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because she doesn't realize that they come out.
I think that's sort of what's going on with my mom. So maybe it's on me.
Yeah, maybe you should be like, hey, mom, we're still doing this thing. Yeah. I know it's been 10 years, but...
We're still at it. I need your download.
Yeah.
But yeah, so my mom treated us to this trip, which is a lot of fun. We also went to a nice dinner, Erica, at a fancy steakhouse, cool mid-century design. And yeah. I wanted to bring up like an interaction that I witnessed with you, see your take on it. So there was a couple across from us that came in, and the woman would not stop rubbing this guy's back.
Mm, no
like,
go.
Just, and like long nails, like, and they, you know, they had drip, if you know what I'm saying. Okay.
Gotcha.
They were not hurting for cash.
Gotcha.
As probably most people were at this establishment. But they said, sit down.
Well, you guys.
Besides us, yeah. But again, like, we didn't belong in any of these places.
Right.
All weekend long. But she was rubbing his back of his head. And to make matters worse, Erica, they were with another couple. This was a group of four. So they were sitting across from people. And this other couple, being normal, as far as I could see, have to sit across from this woman who's just, like, rubbing this guy's back, the back of his head. Like, she's doing it while they're ordering from the waiter. Jesus. Just, like, in broad daylight. What's your take on this matter? That's fucked up, right?
That's disgusting. That makes everybody uncomfortable. The couple that they were with were probably annoyed. I would never do that. But also, I would get super hooked on this. Like, I wouldn't be able to focus. So I applaud you if you were able to enjoy your dinner. Like, one time, we were at the dinner in New York City, and this guy was being, like, kind of a jerk to his girlfriend at the restaurant. And she was, like, visibly upset. And it was, like, ruining my whole meal because I was, like, number one, you're fighting, like, in front of people but kind of quiet. Number two, it was getting to the point where I'm, like, do I say something? No, I would never say something unless he was, like, like hitting or something, you know. That's when I draw the line. But it was just I just focus on that. So like all I would be doing is watching this girl's long nails rub her back, and I would be getting more and more increasingly angry to the point where Jet would be like, just eat your steak and shut the fuck up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Luckily they came in towards the end of our dinner. God. So it didn't take, but like we were certainly fixated and we're like, what is going on here? I've seen a lot of PDA in my life, but this is like grosser than if they were just making out,
right?
Which would have been bizarre as well, but this is just more disgusting somehow.
Yeah. I saw you and Brett posted a cute picture of you guys sitting at the restaurant. So did you ask the waiter to take that photo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah. No, it's just funny. You guys like just looked like two little kids and the waiter took the pic and it made me laugh.
Oh, I'm glad it made you laugh. Well, it was a cool place.
Yeah, it looked cool.
You know I'm down with that mid-century design. And yes. It was cool, so I wanted a photo. So I'm glad you got a giggle out of it.
Yep, got a good
laugh. One other controversy, Erica, until we move on from the trip. Not controversy, but, you know.
Okay.
As you would say on Split Ends, a split end, right? Is that how you end the show?
Right, yep.
Something like
split
that.
Split End of the Week.
Split End of the Week. Something that one might agree on.
Or disagree on.
And it's probably kind of down the middle. But it's so we
split,
were.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, split end. And so there was these two couples by the pool near us. And they really fucking hit it off, Erica. Okay? They were chatting nonstop. They were like, now they're on a first name basis.
With you and Brett.
No, God, no. With each other. We stayed far away from that. And it made me think, anyone who makes friends on vacation is a psycho. Like, that's a crazy thing to do, and as you're certainly more extroverted than me, so maybe you might talk to people, but do you agree that that's, like, a bizarre thing to do, like, make friends with other adults on vacation?
I wonder how old were they? Were they our age or older?
Older. Probably mid-30s.
Okay, so I'm getting up there, getting close to our age.
Maybe late 30s. Yeah. Probably late 30s. They're talking about their kids and stuff. Okay. So I'll just make more assumptions about
their lives. 40s, right. So I think the older you get, like my dad would probably, like my dad will make conversation with someone on a plane. And I'm like, what the hell is wrong with you? That's
Big
ridiculous.
John.
Yeah, Big John. Cut it out. Yeah, I don't want to talk to anyone on vacation. Maybe when I was, like, younger and we'd be at, like, the beach club and, like, their kids, like, you'd be like, oh, hey, you yeah. go to the pool later? Like, that's different. As an adult and whatever, maybe they're swingers. Maybe they were maybe. Trying to, you mm-hmm. know, add a swing. Third or a fourth in swing. But, yeah, yeah, that's brutal to the point where you texted us about it and you also tweeted about it because you were so angry.
Yeah, it's not that I was so angry. I was just like, Twitter is the perfect platform to like get the temperature
what were
on
the,
this.
What were the reviews on Twitter? Like, what were the replies?
Oh, they mostly agreed. It was definitely like a lot of likes and retweets in terms of like an endorsement. And there was like someone commented something pretty funny, which I liked, was that like he said he doesn't even talk to his wife on vacation and that it feels too forced, which right. is perfect, right up my alley. Not that I don't talk to my spouse, but it's like that's right on the money. I think, and there was like a few dissenters, as there always is with Twitter, but most right. people agreed. So like, I think more people would lean towards this is an insane behavior, but yeah. you and Jetty are so much more social. So I don't know.
Honestly, Jet might do that. She's yeah. very social and maybe it's too. It's like if we were. You know, everyone always says, like, oh, you get married and, like, the first year of marriage is, like, whatever. I'm like, it's the same thing. It's not like something changes. Like, mm-hmm. Jet and I have been together 3 years on Christmas. Like, if all of a sudden we get married, the next year of our life isn't going to be, like, better than it already is, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe you get to the point where you're on vacation and you're like, oh, I've been with this person for so long. Like, I want to talk to someone new. You know what I mean?
I guess.
Maybe. I'm just pulling at straws here, buddy, because
yeah.
I don't want to talk to anybody.
Good. I'm glad we agree. But yeah, that's about it. My friends are coming down. We talked about
my
last week.
My friends too.
Yeah, you're both our mutual friends right. who I went to high school with, who I've been friends with
yep.
for a very long time, who you've met 3 times
yep.
Are coming down. They're coming to Thanksgiving. So we're just getting ready for that, cleaning the house. And that's about it.
Nice. That sounds great, buddy. All right, Braz, you've had a healthy dose of the broadcast, but it's clear to me you're in desperate need of replenishing.
Mm.
You look weaker than usual. Bonk is all hell.
Yes.
You clearly need some of that good vitamin A, D.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, bitch. I'm talking about today's sponsor. It's
Shout
the
out.
Thanksgiving Palooza 2021, and there's no one I'd rather thank on these airwaves than BetterHelp.
BetterHelp. Shout out, Erica. This is a perfect sponsor for our Thanksgiving episode, don't you think?
It is, because imagine sitting around, you know, not everyone's as lucky as us, Emma.
Yes.
We get to be together. We get to be with our friends. A lot of people are stuck with their families on
mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving. And
yeah.
what do you talk about when you're around the Thanksgiving table with your family?
Contentious subjects, Erica. Things you mm-hmm. don't want to talk about. Things that make people angry. Like, a classic is, you know, when are you going to get married?
When
people
are you going to have a baby?
When are you going to have kids? Yeah, all and
why do you always
know.
Bring your roommate home for
why
holidays?
Why you bring your roommate home and not a boyfriend, Erica?
Right.
That kind of stuff. Political stuff that you don't want to get into, that
right.
you try to brush aside and pretend isn't real.
Right.
All that stuff comes up. So therapy is kind of the cure.
Absolutely. So if you check out betterhelp.com/broadcast, you guys, BetterHelp is awesome. It'll assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can
yes.
connect in a safe and private online environment. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's a professional
mm-hmm.
counseling done securely online. You can send a message to your counselor anytime. You could be sitting above the Thanksgiving table
yep.
and being like, oh yeah, Dad, I totally agree with that. And then under the table, send
yes.
a text message, be like, can you believe this fuckhead?
Yes.
My own
can you
dad
believe this?
Thinks
yeah.
this.
They'll respond right away. I love that.
You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions all without having to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room, which Emma, I know that's one of the main reasons why you don't want to go to therapy, is because you're like, I know so many people in this town, I don't want to be sitting in
yes.
a waiting room. You
so
know what
embarrassing
I mean?
Yes.
Absolutely. And it's affordable. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is even available with BetterHelp.
Oh, so, those counselors, Erica, they'll dry up your wall real quick.
They sure will. And you guys, the service is available for clients worldwide. And I know we actually have a large following in Australia, which when I'm looking at the numbers, there's actually a lot of people down under that listen to the broadcast. So check out BetterHelp too, or, you know, in the UK as well. And, you know, licensed professional counselors are specialized in all this different stuff. Anything you share is confidential. Check out the testimonials posted daily on their site. Okay? Emma, did you know that, in fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states?
Whoa! Good. Good. We need more.
Yep. Okay. So, Emma, this is for you, but this is also for listeners and our broads. Yes. Okay?
I'm listening.
I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/broadcast. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, help, right, Emma? Help.
Help. I don't want to hear anything else. It's help, and it's help. Not health, and I don't say it to me ever again because I'm going to be fucking furious. Yep. And Erica, over 1 million people have taken charge of their mental health. That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people taking charge. Let's get that number up. BetterHelp.com/broadcast.
Mm. Shout out.
All right, buddy. You know what they say. The only thing better than giving thanks is getting thanked. Yes. And every year, some of our favorite people seem to find it in their hearts to reach out to us and tell us how grateful they are for the program.
Yeah.
They leave us the sweetest voicemails. We're super busy and we rarely answer our phones.
Yeah.
And we play them raw for the first time ever right here on the show.
Tradition.
Yeah. So I've got a few voicemails here and I'm going to lift up the skirt. I know I just said it, but I have not listened to any of these. Have you?
Of course not. Okay. We're playing them for the first time ever on the show. That's how we do things. We don't mess around. This is live. Okay. And we want the listeners to know our authentic selves. So, yeah, I love hearing from these people, Erica, that we bring so much joy to their lives. I can't wait to hear what people have to say this year.
Yeah. Why don't we start? You want to start with Mark Sessler, former guest of this program?
Oh, love Mark, former guest of the show, writer at NFL.com, host of the Around the NFL podcast. I would love to hear what Mark has to say.
All right, let's check it out.
Hey, broads. Mark Sessler here. And, you know, I'm just calling to flat out say thank you. Thank you for creating the show that you've created, the broadcast. Mm-hmm. It's been a life changer for me. A little anecdote to point that out. You know, I was at the Olive Garden a couple weeks ago getting the all-you-can-eat soup, salad, and breadstick combination lunch, which I think is very annoying to the wait staff because they're not getting the tips they deserve to constantly be bringing you like bowls and plates of food. Mm. So I almost feel pressure to not eat that much because of that dynamic. Yeah. But in the middle of this experience of eating the food there, a man came up to me and basically said, asked if I was the me who had been on your show twice. And I had to say, you know, to be honest, yes, it is. And we both agreed what a wonderful show it is. It's been huge for me to appear on it, as you can see. And this is a very organic message. To be clear, nobody, you know, pinged me on, DM'd me asking me to send this. This is very organic. So thank you. Goodbye.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, I love that from Mark. Yeah, super organic, unsolicited voicemail from him. I love that. I love that he's being recognized at Olive Garden, Erica. That's sort of what we want for guests of the show. That's sort of how you know you've made it.
Right. I think that's amazing.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for thanking us. That's great. All right, let's check out a message from my dad, Big John Tamposi.
Big John.
Hi, Erica. Happy Thanksgiving. It's early where you are. Sorry you're not going to make it home this year, but we'll see you at Christmas. I love you. And are you and Emma still doing that crazy show? I haven't heard of it lately. Thanks, honey. Love you.
Oh, Big John with the burn at the end there. I thought it was just going to be a regular voicemail, Erica. One that maybe was like, why are we even playing this? Like, it's sweet and everything. But it's like, what's funny about it? Why should it make the show? But him saying that he hasn't heard anything from us in a while is great. I love that from Big John.
Yeah, exactly. I love him calling it this crazy show. That definitely made me laugh. All right, let's listen to Jet's mom.
Ooh, Anne-Marie.
I haven't heard this one either, so I'm very excited. Here we go.
Here we go.
Hello, Ricky Hollywood and Emma VP. This is Anne Marie, also known as Jet's mom, coming to you live from Burly Girl Camp headquarters in Florida. On behalf of the mom listening population, I find your show to be quite well written and entertaining. I love that you let me pitch ideas to you, and sometimes you even humor me by using them. I always look forward to your weekly recordings. I am super grateful for your show, and I wish you much success in the new year. This recording was brought to you by gratitude. Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh,
I love that from Anne Marie. So well thought out, Erica. That means a lot. She's clearly a fan. That voicemail was riddled with inside jokes. If you listen to the broadcast podcast, that means a lot.
That's awesome. I mean, I didn't get a voicemail from my mom. Did you get one from your mom?
No, I don't even know if my mom's still listening. Remember? Right?
My dad just asked me if we still do this show.
Wow.
So
well,
shout
out
to Anne Marie. That was
with
great.
Your in-laws.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, let's finish this with, I'm looking on the list here, Emma. Did you know he did this? Brett, your husband that has his own podcast?
No, he did. He sent it to you?
Yeah, whoa. Oh, okay, here we go.
Cool.
Hey, Emma, this is Brett. I'm just leaving you a voicemail. You know how every year, right before Thanksgiving, I leave you the annual voicemail? Well, this is that voicemail. anyway. I just wanted to let you know how thankful I am this Thanksgiving of your help, the broadcast help in regards to promoting my podcast, Hot Sauce Hot Takes. The broadcast was really that stepping stone in propelling me to the top of the charts. And I'm just really thankful for your help regarding that, for letting me kind of have some of my material and sort of, doing some clips together. You know, and while I'm here, I would just love to, for any of your listeners who haven't checked out Hot Sauce Hot Takes, really, really fun podcast where I review hot sauces and I also provide some hot takes
real
of
fun.
Mine. So anyone that hasn't heard or hasn't tuned in, just go to your favorite podcasting app and check out Hot Sauce Hot Takes. And Emma, obviously the broadcast was instrumental in my success, but, you know, obviously I could have done it by myself. I could have top the charts regardless, but you know, you did make it easier. It was a little easier this way with kind of
sweetheart.
your fan base kind of coming over and sticking with me as well, but so I'm just really thankful, and hopefully the broadcast does well too. Anyway, I'm at the store. I'm gonna get some eggs. There's only like two left, so I'll have to cut this short, so I'll see you at home. See ya.
Oh, wow. You got to respect the hustle, Erica. Brady using his time on the show to go ahead and promote his show, Hot Sauce, Hot Takes. It is a great show. It is a fun show, to use his words.
Right.
So, I mean, he's my husband, so I would recommend you check it out if you haven't. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that hustle, Erica, using airtime to get more listeners.
I love
listeners.
It. I
you
love
like it?
It? Yeah, that was awesome. That was great. That actually makes me want to check out the show. What app should I check out? Where is it?
Go Spotify, Erica. You could go to Apple Podcasts, which
see,
is probably
I'm typing
already
it
on your
in
phone.
Right now, and I don't. It's not coming up.
I mean,
maybe
keep
I'm
going.
Spelling it wrong.
Keep
or...
going. Maybe Stitcher. It'll be on there. Google Play. You name it. That's where it is. So yeah, if you want to hear hot takes, and then you want to hear about hot sauces, you're gonna want to go right to Brett.
Okay. All right, let's do some messages of thanks from the broad community before we get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm.
So now that we've heard from our friends and family, it's time we hear from the people who actually matter, Emma, the regular average Joe listeners of the broadcast podcast who we will likely never meet in real life.
Yep.
Now to lift up the skirt.
Yes.
We asked you broads at the end of last week's episode to go ahead and write to us to tell us why you're so thankful of this program in honor of the Thanksgiving holiday. Mm-hmm. And, well, you fucked us big time and didn't do shit.
Yeah.
So we went ahead and posed the question again on Twitter and finally got you broads chirping, right?
Got them chirping.
Veepers, you want a tag team reading these bad girls?
I want nothing more.
All right. So at BonGrace3, this is a real tweet. I'm thankful for the show because I frequently laugh so hard I cry and learn new phrases to add to my daily life, like blatant pee pants, seeing a lot of usage right now. Thank you for bringing me joy. That was such an awesome tweet to get. I freaking love that.
Love that one. Thanks so much for being thankful for us. All right, this next one is at Hey It's Randall, and his name on Twitter is just Ranch, and this is real, and this person just commented banana bread.
Oh.
just wrote banana bread, and it's perfect. It's clearly listening to the show. They know that I would find that funny, that you would find that funny. So banana bread to you as well, sir.
Absolutely. At Call of Duty, my pants, haha. I'm thankful for the show because my wife hates it, and anytime I play even a second of it, she storms out of the house and stays with her bunk-ass sister in Fresno. Then I get to the place to myself to plow Pop-Tarts and huff spray paint with my work buddies. Go State.
All right.
Wow.
It's a strange marriage dynamic there, but I'm glad that he likes the show.
Yeah.
All right. This next one is from at Neutron Jordan. I'm thankful for Ricky and her sense of humor. So on point, edgy enough. Enjoy her on multiple shows. Emma is there too.
Oh, that's a great one. Love that one.
Yeah, you love that one, Erica. That was good. You know, little insulting, you know, to just say everything you like about Erica, and I'm also there. But you know what, Erica? There's two broads, and some of them are Erica's and some are Emma's. That's clearly an Erica.
Right. I can't believe it's not butt cheeks. I have three gorgeous, healthy daughters, ages 2 to 34, and they're the light of my life, my precious angels, my beauty queens, but even their love can't compare to the gratitude I feel for this podcast. If I could dump them all off on the side of the road and focus my entire existence on listening to this program, I would. Cheers, Jeffrey. Oh, I love that one.
I love that from Jeffrey. That means he really likes it, Erica.
Really likes the show.
All right, this next one is from at Public Radio Fan _ Friend. I'm thankful for this tremendous show that you put out every week. I know that by training and experience, you're a journalist, and this is a new show, but I also think it's pretty funny too. Thanks. That's true, Erica. We are journalists. Sort of the point of the show is to sort of get the headlines out there, give our takes on like just pop culture, the news, everything that's going on.
Amen. Amen. At Piper the Piper. Is this for chicks only? Question mark.
Love that. No, you know, it's for everybody. Broads. Gender neutral term.
Definitely.
But love that question. That's a good question to ask. Especially when we were asking for thanks. So thank you, Piper the Piper. At Dr. Jason Snyder. I'm thankful for the reliably weekly episodes, a solid decade of hits.
Aww.
There you go. That's a fan right there.
That's
10 years, every single week. No,
we
never
you.
Missed a week. Coming at you 52 weeks a year, 10 years, 520 episodes. That's us.
So many. At Marianne McClanahan, 1959. What do I do if I had red bumps on my buttocks and they're spreading to my other unmentionables, but I don't want my husband to see and ask questions about what I do on Tuesday nights? Oh, wait, a gosh darn second. Is this not the Google? There I go again, fucking up every single thing I do in my life. Classic Marianne McClanahan. Bye-bye.
Oh, Eric, I don't know how these people keep typing this stuff in.
Thinking
places
that it's...
where it's just not it. Like, last week we had that. Hugh and Broad, similar situation, but glad Marianne figured it out. I hope she clears up that rash.
Yeah, me too. That doesn't sound promising, you guys.
No.
Oh, that's a goddamn wrap. Broads, it's Thanksgiving. It's our 10th annual holiday episode. Be the lovely broads that you are and go ahead and spread the word about the show to your angriest, most close-minded family members.
Yay.
Even they will love it, and that's a Ricky Hollywood guarantee.
Nice.
We hope you plow some turkey, reconnect with all your estranged siblings, and watch those big-ass balloons march down the streets of New York City with your platonic spouse.
Yes.
Thank you from the bottom of our asses for listening to this show. We love you, broads. Happy Thanksgiving Palooza 2021. Gobble, gobble, bitch.
Yes.
And now, to play us off properly, the broadcast Thanksgiving jam once again. Hey, Emma.
Yeah, Rick?
See you on another time.
Next time.
It's a broad, broad, broadcast. It's a broad, broad, broadcast. It's a broadcast Thanksgiving. So sit your ass down. Turn up the damn sound. Tell your second family to gather round. With them a VP and Ricky T. It's a special, just not made for TV. The Pilgrims were assholes, and so are you. which is why you love the broadcast as much as you do. It's a broadcast. It's a broadcast. It's a broadcast Thanksgiving. It's a broadcast. It's a broadcast. It's a broadcast. It's a broadcast Thanksgiving.